Great to be with you. 1-300-736-736 is the number. Head back to your calls on the Werribee Kia open line shortly. Werribee Kia is still open for business. You can wander through the showroom with social distancing. Take your car in for a service as well down at Werribee Kia. Say hello to Janan and Jim and Aid and the team. Matt Keenan's been good enough to join me, the voice of cycling, thanks to Giant Bikes, who've been around for a long time, Giant Bikes. I think back in 72. And they've been providing some of the great bikes of the world, the TCR and the Defy and the Propel. They've got so many. I remember when I got my first 29er, Matty, and it changed my world. Welcome to you. Great to have you on the program, by the way. Thanks to Giant Bikes.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks very much, Dwayne. It's the start of the school term with homeschooling.
How are you coping?
I'm not. I've resigned myself to being a PE teacher. Mrs. Mum has taken care of the stuff in class that actually requires academia. But I kicked it off by walking to school. We went and did a half an hour loop just around the neighbourhood to
try
and set the tone, to try and get them in the mood. We're going to do that every day. We've got a little bit of a schedule going. But we're day one. There's only 47 days of homeschooling to go until the end of the term.
And what's the curriculum like today? Is there a piece of the curriculum coming up where you're going to be an expert on and you might just join the conversation, or are you just going to stay out of it the whole time?
Oh, no, the literacy, the maths and so on, you know, we're okay with grade two. That's all right. We can get a hold of that. The grade five, the maths is starting to stretch me a little bit, but I can still cope with the literacy and, you know, doing the English, etc. The artwork, I was never any good at. Even the grade two extends me on the artwork. But I am definitely going to resign myself to being the PE teacher. And once I'm finished with the phone call with you, I'm shooting hoops in the backyard with my son.
Just for lunch hour, have you got a siren, a bell to ring to end of lunch that the hoops have to stop, put the ball in the cupboard?
No, we don't have a hooter, but we should get one. And if my son finds out where it is, he'll be ringing it pretty quickly after school starts.
Nice. Hey, they've blown the hooter on the Tour de France. We're not going to get one, but we might get one later on. What's the latest?
Yeah, so what was originally the plan was that the people that own the Tour de France, a company called ASO, they said they were going to make an announcement on the 15th of May as to what would happen with the tour, with the tour scheduled to start on the last weekend in June. Last night or yesterday, the French government made the announcement there will be no public gatherings at least until the middle of July. So that made the decision for the Tour de France. It cannot start on its scheduled date. And once the Olympics were postponed, and they were scheduled to start after the Tour de France, it was inevitable that the Tour de France would be delayed as well, just a question of how much. So now the latest rumours coming out of France are that the Tour de France will start at the end of August, on the 29th of August, and run through until the 20th of September. That would have the Tour de France clash with the traditional position of the Tour of Spain. But the advantage that the Tour de France has, that company ASO, they also own the Tour de France. The Tour of Spain. So they could move that event as well. So they've got a lot of control over the calendar as to what they do. And the cycling calendar, you know, the Tour de France is its sun or its moon, whatever you prefer. The rest of the calendar orbits around the Tour de France. It is the most important event on the calendar. And without that, a lot of the teams really struggle for their media exposure. The riders, most of the riders, a lot of the teams, they're down to getting 30% of what their normal pay packet is. The people that work for the teams that are casual staff, so the team helpers, what we call soigneurs, the masseuse, the mechanics that come on for races and so on, they're all out of work, like we see with a lot of the gig-style economy. The whole industry is in shutdown, like a lot of sports at the moment. Everything is hanging on the Tour de France. We'll wait and see what happens. The other challenge, though, Dwayne, once you get into late September and you're trying to go into the Alps and the Pyrenees, it could be a little cold and we could be going skiing.
Yeah, we won't have those fans so close to the riders, though, for a change, which will be nice. They could just get the snow plowed. Didn't you have a stage stopped last year because of the snow?
Yeah. It was amazing, that stage. It was the second last stage in the mountains, and we were sitting at about 2,200 metres above sea level, and it was clear blue skies. But further back down the road, at about 1,500 metres, there was a massive landslide, and there was a hailstorm and so on. And the race got cancelled mid-stage. And all the riders were higher up at that point on the mountain preceding the final one. And they thought, what's going on? They had no idea why the race organisers were calling it to be cancelled. They thought that they'd lost their mind. They got in their cars all disgusted. They were huffing and puffing. And then they took a look at some of the footage of the landslide, the roads being closed. And they thought, okay, yep, right decision. So Mother Nature had a big say last year. And now the coronavirus is the most combative so far at this year's Tour de France. And Mother Nature might have a say again if the race even happens, Duane. And I'm not convinced it will, even with that later date.
And the later this all gets, the more in doubt the Tour Down Under will be in any event here, including Cadel Evans's event in Geelong.
Well, the big element with all these races and any international sporting event is travel. So with a domestic sport like the AFL or the NRL or the A-League, for that matter, and the basketball, it's teams travelling domestically. But once you get to any international sport, and at an event like the Tour de France, you're bringing riders from all over the globe, journalists from all over the globe, and then you're also going from town to town to town. So it is, sadly, the perfect event to spread any sort of a virus. And I'm of the view, unfortunately, as you know, this is my livelihood and this is the sport that I love the most. But I'm of the view it's probably one of the last sports that can get started again because of the fact that it goes from town to town. And sadly, it's out of the hands of the Tour de France. It's out of the hands of the race organisers or the riders. And we're in the hands of the World Health Organization, the medical staff that we've been praising so much over the past few months and so on. And we just hope that they get the job done to keep the community safe. And that's got to be the priority.
Now, there is talk that we might have a Melbourne Cup this year with no international horses, still run it, no crowds, but no international horses, and maybe an Australian Open tennis even in January, just with Aussie competitors, and have a mini Australian Open, even if it's not the real thing. Is there any chance that we could have a Tour Down Under with just Australian cyclists or just a few people coming out here? Because we've got so many good cyclists in Australia. Is that impossible to think of an event like that running without the full complement of internationals?
I haven't thought of it, but it's definitely possible. And an event like the Tour Down Under, it prides itself on being the biggest international event in the Southern Hemisphere for cycling. So, you know, it would limit that element in terms of promotion, but it's really a vehicle to promote South Australian tourism. And it would still achieve that in terms of promoting South Australia to domestic tourism and so on. And the event could still definitely happen under those circumstances. An event like the Jayco Herald Sun Tour could still definitely happen under those circumstances. And we've got to realise that we've got to adapt to the situation. We're not dealing with a perfect world. It's an imperfect world. And just like the AFL, we want to see some sort of a season. Even if it's not ideal, we want to see some sort of a season. Whether that's a grand final that's played in December or in October, whatever that may be. And cycling is going to have to adapt in the same way.
Before I let you go, Matty, most flamboyant, extroverted cyclist ever. Have you still got characters in the sport like there once were?
Yeah, we do. We've got a French guy by the name of Julien Alaphilippe who is going mad whilst in isolation, climbing the walls. And he's been doing nightclub-style dancing in a bunny suit that he's been posting online. There was one guy who did a 13-hour ride on his home trainer in the garage. He did 368 kilometres or the equivalent to that inside. And from triathlon, Jan Frodeno, who's won the Hawaiian Ironman the last couple of years, Olympic gold medalist from Beijing, he did a full Ironman, so 3.8 kilometre swim in his pool, that's a pool that's got the jets propelled back towards him, then in his garage on the bike for 180 kilometres, and then on his treadmill for 42 kilometres to do a marathon. He did it all without leaving his house. How's that?
I love it. Great to have a chat to you, Matt. Thanks to Giant Bicycles. I think you're going to be a... People love you on this program. We've had so many texts come through. We're going to try and get you on as a regular. Great to have... great for me to have the opportunity to talk to you, and we'll talk again soon. Good luck with the teaching in the meantime.
Be brave. Thanks, Dwayne.
Matt Keenan, the voice of cycling, thanks to Giant Bicycles. A break. Special guest coming up very shortly that I can't tell you about just yet, but going to be a big 15 minutes coming up.